Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by SUNY Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Well, listeners, several weeks ago, we had a conversation with Steve Harris and Amber Hansel. They told us about the Standardized Patient Program at SUNY Upstate. And as a reminder, the Standardized Patient Program teaches medical students how to work with patients. These particular patients are actors, but they're playing the parts of patients. There was so much interest in the program, especially it seems when Steve and Amber mentioned they were always looking for new standardized patients. So we at HealthLink On Air thought you might be interested to hear a conversation with some folks who live the life of standardized patients. So here in the studio with me this morning are two of them with a bit of a twist. First, let me introduce you to Annette Adams-Brown. Good morning, Annette, and welcome.
Good morning, Trish.
And joining us is Anthony Brown. Good morning, Anthony.
Hello, how you doing, Trish?
I'm great. And the two of you are related, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
And?
That's my wonderful son over there.
And your wonderful mother, of course, right,
yes,
Anthony?
Of course.
You know, I actually had heard that there were some standardized patients that worked in teams, but that's not something the two of you do, is that right?
No.
While we work together during the same time, we don't work as teams, but there are, as you say, other folks that work as teams, mother, daughter, kinds of combinations.
Right, so like the mother would take the daughter in for an appointment or something like that because
yes,
you're really acting the parts of patients.
Yes.
All right. How on earth did the two of you ever get into the standardized patient work, Annette?
A fellow actor had approached me and asked me if I would be interested because he knew I was looking for work because while I'm a freelance actor, I also have a full-time job. But he told me about Steve needing additional standardized patients, and I found it to be very interesting because it seems like something very important,
you know,
from an acting perspective, to be able to contribute to the medical industry from an acting perspective.
And the acting perspective you have, tell us what your other work is.
Well, I work as associate artistic director for the Paul Robeson Performing Arts Company, which is a community outreach component of the African American Studies Department up at Syracuse University.
I'm very familiar with Paul Robeson, but during the day you actually work at SUNY Upstate, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes during the day, sometimes in the evening, sometimes on Saturdays. So we're there a lot of different times of the day.
But you're also in another program at Upstate, and I asked that question because you have flex time, you said, during,
yes,
for your day job.
Yes, I do have flex time. I also work as a patient educator as well as a standardized patient.
Right, so you're really, really involved. And Anthony, what do you do as your regular job, quote unquote?
Well, along with being hired through BJ's Wholesale Club, I'm also an intern through SUNY Upstate Marketing Department, just specifically for this summer, just to get the experience.
Right, but during the school year?
During the school year, I attended Delaware College of Art and Design, so I kept my hands full most of the time.
That's right. And how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
19 years old.
19 years old. And so sometimes when you are an actor as a standardized patient, you're playing a younger person.
Yes.
And what's the importance of that? When doctors, I mean, they need to learn to work with patients of all ages, right?
Of course. Younger, older, I think I could still pass for being a younger teen, to tell you the truth. But it's not too hard to take on a 17-year-old, sometimes 18-year-olds, as I have in the past. I'm not too much older than that, so I don't think I'm too mature for
on
that part.
So you can actually be a range of ages.
Yes.
That's great. That's great. Now, in your experiences as standardized patients, I would love to, if you have a moment, walk through and talk about exactly what your experience is and then how you're representing patients. I think the importance to all of our listeners and to myself is that doctors are actually working with patients to practice on working on real patients.
That's right.
And I think it's extremely valuable because there must be an awful lot of kinks they have to work out.
Yeah.
Must be nerve-wracking to them to begin with. And all of you are there to teach them. So you really, you wear three hats, don't you, Annette?
Yeah. Actually, you know, as the patient, also as a teacher.
And as an actor, too.
And as an actor, right. Well, yeah, that's the job. But it's a really interesting process. You know, we're called in and we review the case. There's some memorization that's involved.
And when you say you review the case, there are scenarios.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so what, do they tell you what you have?
Yeah, or what your disease is or whatever the case may be, what your ailment is.
What your symptoms are.
Absolutely.
Yep. And then you have to act out the symptoms?
Exactly. We have about 2 to 3 training sessions before we actually have a session with a student.
Okay.
Just so we can get out any kinks or mistakes that we might have. Or, I mean, we always mess up sometimes also. So by the time we go to the student, we could give them the best session that.
Sure. Right, because you don't really have the ailment, and so you sort of have to be familiar with how you would feel if you did.
Absolutely.
I see. All right. So beforehand, and maybe we can do this before, during, and after. Beforehand, mm-hmm. you are rehearsing.
Absolutely. Yes. There is that initial introduction to the case, and then there is that next step where he actually puts us through a rehearsal process.
I see. Okay. Now, you're in the examination room,
mm-hmm.
and the doctor walks in. And what happens then?
Well, it just basically, it's very representative of what happens in the real world. The doctor walks in, and they introduce themselves as well as they're supposed to actually confirm who you are. But and then they go and they ask you a series of questions about your history, about your symptoms, and that whole piece. And then after they've gathered as much information that they think they need, they exit. And from that point, what we do is kind of evaluate them from a patient perspective.
Okay. Now, they've also been videotaped during the process, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, and I remember Steve and Amber talking about the videotaping process, because once they exit the door, you put on your teacher hat.
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right. And Anthony, what kinds of feedback do you provide to them?
Well, the main things that we have to look for is just, how did the student allow us to feel? Do we feel comfortable through the whole session? Do we feel as if we were getting attacked? Just basically let them know that, when you said this or you did this, I felt comfortable. Just let them know what not to do or what to do, so when they do get in the real situation, they won't have patients feeling uncomfortable for being around them. Mm-hmm. Something as simple as, did they wash their hands before they touched you? Or something as good as, they gave me eye contact, they were understanding, just little things like that.
Aren't so little, you know. Those are really important to patients.
Yeah,
so I love hearing that that's what you do with them.
That's really plays a major role in comforting a patient, because the more comfortable a patient is, the more information you're going to get out of them, and the better service you could provide.
Exactly.
Them.
It's a way of building a trust level.
Absolutely.
Which is just so important, and there are so many patients who don't feel that with their doctors, unfortunately, that I love the fact that you're concentrating on that. And, Anthony, I was very interested to hear that they wash their hands. Do you ask them to wash their hands if they haven't?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Are there any stories you can share with us? Now, I know, and listeners should know, we can't talk about what the real scenarios are. It's kind of like giving away the answers to the test questions. But, Annette, have you had any specific experiences that come to mind that you can share with us that listeners might be interested in?
Well, it kind of really confirms the importance of the standardized patient program, in that there was a particular situation where I was acting as a patient educator, which was to assist in the breast exams. And while they were being taught the appropriate way to do a breast exam, they actually discovered a lump that I had.
In you?
And me. In fact, several of them discovered it. And then when they wrote their findings, Steve indicated.
Steve being from the standardized patient program, yeah.
That's right. And they indicated that the African American patient, they found some lumps. And a couple of the students had mentioned that. So, me being at the time the only African American standardized patient, he came to me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he, so I went to the doctor and got it looked at and mammogrammed the whole shebang, and it turned out to be wonderful.
It was benign.
Yeah.
Oh, thank heavens. But still, seriously, it's an excellent outcome, because the students certainly had the experience. You benefited from it. Everybody won.
Yeah.
Which is always a good thing. Anthony, I don't think you have any stories like that, but do you have any stories about experiences you had? Anything that stands out with any of the student doctors?
I don't really have any sessions that might stand out. Every session is a wonderful experience to me, just to deal with students ranging from first year to fourth years. You could really tell the confidence level. When students would come in, just to give an example, some first years you could tell that they're nervous from just how they approach you, and a fourth year student will come in and you'll feel as if you're really in the doctor's office.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's just fun to see the different levels of education that every student comes into the session with.
And, I have to think, maybe Annette, maybe more so with you, because you've been there longer. Have you seen first-year students, and then by the time they're fourth-year students, they've built that confidence and that capability?
You do. And you see so many students, sometimes you're not sure who's who, but mm-hmm. absolutely, you can definitely see the growth and development.
All in all, would the two of you recommend this experience to other people to be standardized patients?
Of course.
Absolutely, because Steve Harris is in need of new and always more standardized patients.
Well, I know when Steve was here, he did give the phone number. Do you happen to have the phone number? Do you know what it is?
Yes, it's 601. I'm sorry, 464-2644.
All right. And they also have a website.
upstate.edu/standardized patient.
Okay, very good. That's 464-2644 and upstate.edu/standard patient. And we're going to put those on our HealthLink On Air website as well.
Great.
Any other information you can share with us? It really is a wonderful program, and I hope listeners understand that there's so much going on in the background that they never know anything about except that we're telling them.
Well, I can tell you about the anonymous lump. I chose to keep it simply because, you know, the students actually don't get opportunities to find findings.
Oh, so you never had it removed?
They wanted to aspirate it, I think the term is. Uh-huh. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's not bothering me. And just strictly for the standardized patient. From the standardized patient perspective, I wanted to keep it so that because when you see the look on the patient's faces.
Yeah. I imagine.
I mean, not on the patients, on the doctor's faces when they discover it. You can see, you know, because they don't get opportunities to do that prior to actually being in a doctor's office.
I can only imagine they must be in shock every time.
Yeah, so I look at it as a gift.
Well, Annette Adams Brown and Anthony Brown, thank you so much for coming by this morning. You've opened our eyes even more so to the standardized patient program, and I thank you for your role in teaching our new doctors.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Listeners, we need to take a break now. Please do stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments. This is SUNY Upstate's HealthLink On Air on 570 WSYR.